This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL, as Mr. Big Voice Man just said, and we welcome in the homie, B. Scott from Hiram Clark. Brandon Scott, what's happening, man?
Man, I am glad to be with y'all. But look, we got to go back to this question of the day for a second, man.
All right.
And look, I'm sure that Adrian Wojnarowski is well-intended and trying to put on for his alma mater, and I can respect that. But the self-importance of this guy, mm-hmm. Like, seriously, man, let me auction off my phone. Let me auction off the things that I did to do my work, to do my job, which was just simply report on this, sometimes incremental, sometimes really big stories in the NBA. Like, are we serious? Like, let us all auction off the coolest thing, the thing that we used to do the coolest thing that we ever did. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, man, get out of here.
I'm with you. It's pretty.
There is definitely so. Like, I think he's well intended, but there is definitely some self importance going on here with Adrian Wojnarowski. Like, hey, the phone that I use to break news is so valuable and so cool that you're gonna want to go out here and buy it. Even though it doesn't have the context or any of the context on it, you're just going to buy it because I used it to do this cool thing. Get out of here, man.
I mean, I disagree. it doesn't seem like he's doing this to suit his ego. I think that he looked up. He was like, hey, man, we need money.
I think two things can be true. There is somebody that might and will pay for this, but also this is him suiting his ego and showing you how big his ego is.
I don't know, man. I think he looked the same Bonnie as
there's some, like, self-importance.
How can
there.
I? Like, how look, can we get some money for this program? We got it. Hey, who?
It is kind of you and almost sweet of you to look at it this way. To be quite honest with you, Reggie.
And by the way,
this is all just well intended. Nah, man, this is a dude that is looking at himself as like super self-important.
There is an element of that. And by the way, like, the starting bids are like $350. Like, what? Okay, that'll get you a shoelace.
Yeah.
That won't get you a player.
But it does go to Reggie's point. Somebody will buy this. Somebody will actually pay for
the
it.
The only way I would...
Because you attached it to a cause.
I don't know if I would buy it, but if I could get it on the cheap or whatever, I would use it. And it's like a conversation starter, like a nice phone. Yeah, this was Gene Wojnarowski. He broke the blah blah blah, like a conversation piece, like John Voight's car in Seinfeld. Old reference.
Was it John Voight's car in that episode?
Remember, he goes, "This is John Voight," and they misspelled it with a J-H.
Ah, that's right. I love that episode. What about the hot seat from Sports Radio 610 Radio Row? Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, we should.
That actually would have been a great idea.
Yeah. We thought of it, but we didn't do it.
Well, I don't want to get into the particulars. Anyways,
me and Adam Spillane did the post game show from the 20 after the 2022 World Series. We should auction off the microphones that we used to do the show.
Who is the notable alumni from St. Bonaventure besides Adrian Wojnarowski?
I get it.
He's trying to raise money for his school. Man.
I get it. No, it's cool. It's cool.
In the NIL world, and y'all on his ass about it. Unbelievable. I do though. I have been thinking about how did he make the decision that this phone that I had in this season, this is the story that I'm going to try and sell this one off of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, of all the stories, because it's not just, he's not changing this all the time.
What is the actual significance of the phone that Adrian Wojnarowski used to break the story?
Yeah, he's got to prove it.
Yeah, I got to see a picture or something.
To the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
Like, be for real.
See, now, that would actually be a lot more self-serving. If he took pictures of him while he was breaking all these stories so that he could authenticate it.
If he did that, then I would understand somebody buying it. Because it's like, yo, this is the picture when he broke the Wimby news or something like that.
I'm not mad at him for putting on for his people, but he is pimping out fame for the cause.
Yeah, for...
Yeah, I get it. I understand...
For charity.
I understand why he's doing it.
For the kids.
It's not charity.
It's for the kids.
Charity. It's for the kids, but it's not charity.
You know what I really wonder? Like, whenever he presents... Because clearly, he had to have come up with this idea. No one else was like, hey, you know what you should really do, Walt? You still got that phone that you had from a couple years ago?
Someone's probably asked before.
Yeah, but he's the GM. He can do whatever the
hell
he wants.
Someone's probably asked before.
Yeah. But that's what... So if somebody asked, that, like, what's the... What is the other side of this discussion?
Now,
like,
hey,
is
you should auction those.
Is it desperation? Like, hey, man, we ain't got no money, dog. Do you still got that phone? Or did he, like, come up with the idea and somebody say, okay, I think that could work. You know what I mean? Like, what was this idea born from?
Yeah. All right, speaking of where these ideas are born from, I know where this one was as we finally go around the NFL. My apologies. The NFL's competition committee has received a proposal from one of the teams in the league to try and ban what has been termed the tush push, sometimes talked about as the brotherly shove. And it kind of amazes me that we no longer just call it the quarterback sneak anymore, because that's what it actually is. Like, we've completely erased that from our lexicon, just calling it the tush push.
It rhymes.
It does.
We like to rhyme.
It does.
Just as a society. We like rhyming.
It was a thing before. Mm-hmm. It was a whole thing that we're like, nope, we're not calling it that anymore, tush push. We're talking about the booty shove now. And it seems like, according to Diana Russini, a very good reporter in her own right, I look forward to her auctioning off her cell phones at some point.
Yeah, man. I might be interested.
She said that it was the Green Bay Packers that were doing this level of hating on the tush push. Are you guys, which side are you guys on? Are you on the Green Bay Packers side of we need to get this way? Or are you on the other side of it's a football play, deal with it?
Yeah, come on, man. Like, I think this is one of the lamer things that's out there. The reluctance or the hating on the tush push, wanting it out of the game, whether it's because it's an automatic play and you think it's boring or because you think it's unfair. I don't see a good argument against the tush push. I don't understand it. It is, like, so far within... Like, you have to make a rule against it. So right now it's within the rules. Right now it is a fair and not a dirty play, but you're going to make a rule against it because it's, what, successful? Because you don't like
That's
it?
That's exactly
like
it.
That, to me, all of that is lame to me. Stop the tush push if you don't like it. Don't put them in these short yardage situations. Like, try to avoid that if you can. Like, there are ways around the tush push. It's just the fact that they have been really good on offense and been in position to utilize it.
This is the silliest.
Just hating.
It's the silliest thing that's making the rounds around the NFL. It's as simple as what Reggie said. Stop it. Can't stop it? Sorry. Now, you know, and a lot of coaches are talking right now at the NFL Combine doing their interviews. You'll hear from D'Amico Ryans around 12:40.
I think one is probably
1 p.m. We got Seth Payne at 12:40 today. And they're all saying Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, said, I'm definitely going to vote against it because you can't stop it. That's why it you get better.
Yeah.
Get better.
If I'm
take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Philly, if I don't know if they play Green Bay this year, but I would use that every single time.
Let me ask y'all this. What happened to it being a copycat league? What about that? Like, why not try to replicate it? Why not, when you say be better, not just try to stop it, but also try to build a team that is actually capable of doing it? Like, hey, you see this thing that works, that is an automatic short yardage play, whether it's
for one team,
whether it's the tush push or obviously Josh Allen is his own thing, but you've got this,
and that's the only other team that's probably been able to somewhat replicate this. And remember, that kind of got stopped.
He got stopped in the playoffs,
especially because they were predictable on he would slide to the left of that center, and teams so hit the A gap right there.
I just don't get why it wouldn't be more of a new phenomenon than it would be something that we would try to outlaw. Like that to me goes against the tendency of the league and normal how things work. Like, I'm a hate on this thing because it's working. Come on now.
It wasn't that long ago that it was illegal to push a player from behind.
Actually, it's kind of long ago.
Is it longer than
20
I think?
Years? 2005 is when they got rid of pushing the ball carrier, the rule against pushing the ball carrier, I should say.
So are they going to eliminate that? Because if they do that, a lot of touchdowns, there's some really cool plays that we've seen.
That's basically what this is.
No, that's correct. All it is. That's exactly what it is. But there's been some really cool plays this year where some guard, like a running back's going for that extra yard and some guard gets behind it. And I think those are cool. Well, that's the exact same thing, but it's in the course of a play. Tush push is more, weird saying that, but anyway, it's more like planned and game planned and all that. So if you're going to do it, you're going to eliminate some of the most important things.
I think it's glad. Yeah. I'm glad that you said that it feels weird saying tush push because, you mentioned this, Reggie, how it became this name and phenomenon, this thing that rhymes that we stuck with. But it is just a quarterback sneak.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, we gave it a name, and there's a team that is more so associated with the play that has a higher success rate with the play.
Yeah.
And so now it has a brand. But all it is a quarterback sneak. And it's just a really damn good one. Quarterback sneak where you're pushing the guy, it's a pretty damn good one.
Yeah.
But now that we've given it a name, given it a brand, there's been this, energy against it.
I feel if they eliminate that tush push, they need to eliminate players assisting players forward.
I think that's the only way you can get rid
of
it. Yeah, I think that's the only way you can get rid of it. You think so?
Yes. There's some cool plays that happen like that.
I banning the ability to push the ball carrier. I'm either way on that. I'm agnostic there. Mm-hmm. I can deal with the NFL without that. I did deal with the NFL without that, and of course I'm okay with it here. Really, I think the thing that people are mad at, and at least maybe should be mad at and direct their energy towards, is damn, why is Howie Roseman so much better than me at this? Because that's the reason why this is.
Exactly.
Because they have a particular offensive line that has the strength in order to do this. And mind you, they've done this for a period of time. Like, they've switched out some of the parts and some been able to do this. That's the thing that's crazy to me about this. And yeah, I understand people are like, it's pushing the quarterback. But again, that is a rule across the board, and other teams have not been able to replicate that to a strong degree because of what they have. Now, I think the one strong point, if you were against it, I think the one thing that is the strongest, and you guys correct me if you think I'm wrong, against this is just aesthetically, it is not pleasing. And I think that, to be fair, for the league, you do need to be concerned about aesthetics because it's not just, it is a competition, but also it is a product.
Well, then why'd you change the kickoff?
I don't get that part either, though.
No. If your argument is aesthetics, why'd you change the kickoff? Because that's aesthetically a mess.
What is it? How is it? I mean, it's like one or two to three, four plays in a game.
Yeah.
Like, aesthetically, it's not pleasing. Yeah,
people not turning the TV off.
I don't get
whenever
they
see this.
Mad. That's the word. They're just mad. Yeah.
Switching to music.
Yeah. Yeah. They're switching to music because they can't do it themselves.
And honestly, just more generally speaking, I'm against rules that you can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand that you need rules for a, like, fair and decent society, but I don't need rules that you can't really fully explain other than just, hey, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to explain. You want to come in here and change the rules, you have to explain it. And no one's been able to really explain it to me.
Yeah.
Not at all. Other than I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or I can't do it.
Yeah. Come up with a defense that can stop that.
Or stop. Don't let them get into the short situations.
Yeah. It's a defense to stop everything, man. I'm sure they could come up with a defense that can stop this.
You would think.
Might find a way to not have a quarterback that squats 600 pounds. That's also part of this. All right. Some other things around the NFL, and this is going to be a two topic around the NFL, it seems like, because I imagine this is going to take a little while. The Washington Commandos, as I like to call them, actually the Washington Commanders, made note. They have granted permission to their defensive tackle, Jonathan Allen, to seek a trade. I said defensive tackle, so I imagine Texans fans perked up. And, of course, I say that the people that are going to perk up have probably already seen this on social media when Jonathan Allen, a very good defensive tackle, is available. And it is a one-word question. Interested?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, you need to figure out that position group, that area. Like, you had guys on one-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
You probably want to upgrade. Like, if there's an area on the defense that you would say, hey, you could be better, that's probably it. And that's with respect to the way that the guys performed last year. But you did have a crew and committee of guys. This would be somebody that would be better than anybody that you've had at that position in a really long time. I'd absolutely be interested. This would be a missing piece on what's already a really good defense.
And not crazy expensive as defensive tackles go, but expensive. So you almost have to pick your spot here. Like, where are you going to spend your money? As Reggie was talking about earlier, you know, are you going to spend your money? You know, we talked about the potential trade, you know, that that Aaron Schatz brought up, you know, for Garrett Wilson, which I think immediately fixes the entire wide receiver room. You can get by with the guys that you still have behind him, or, you know, Stephon Diggs, or John. You can't have them all. You know, you got to pick your spot.
Yeah, I think that's my.
Yeah.
I actually say no here.
Yeah.
I was in that Garrett Wilson situation. I'm like, yeah. And the thing that allowed me to get to the yes on Garrett Wilson is the 2 years of relative cost control that you would get in trading for him in year four of his contract and then the fifth year option. You don't have that for Jonathan Allen. Jonathan Allen is the dreaded double dip of payment, and he already costs a good amount on your salary cap. A salary cap, mind you, that yes, you're under the cap to start the league year, but you still need to do some adjusting because you have some extensions that you still need to get done. And you have to consider what this team is going to look like in the upcoming years as well. The Jonathan Allen portion of this, you're going to have to trade capital to get him, which one is sending away the opportunity to get more young cost control talent, which as you continue to pay more and more people on this roster, that's going to become more and more important.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll also have to sign him to an extension, because I don't think you make this trade if you're just go like, all right, let's see what you got for a year. Yeah. Like, I think that's not a smart way of going about it. And I don't think that this team is in that place for the defensive line, particularly when you look at a year.
Mm-hmm.
You have been blessed by the football gods. There is defensive linemen up and down day one and day two that are going to be able to assist your team in a way that I think is helpful. At the very least, day one, if you are that invested in it this way, you can get a defensive lineman that is going to impact the game in some sort of fashion like Jonathan Allen. I think that that's a more cost-effective way and a better sustainable team building way to handle it.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how much you believe that last part that you said is true. Because, I mean, I've heard that. I just don't know that for a fact, that there all of this depth, that defensive tackle in the draft. Mm-hmm. They, I mean, they say that, and I can take their word for it.
If you just trust, you know, the experts.
Yeah, man. But I do know that, you know, if we're going by recent history, I do feel like if you draft well, you can more so find guys at wide receiver that can complement Nico Collins than say you can find a dude that's as good as Jonathan Allen.
Sure.
So I do feel like the draft is a better place to find some of the other needs that you have as a team. And where are you going to, like, again, going back to your last point, is that true? Can you find a Jonathan Allen in the draft? If you feel that way, then absolutely. You know, go get Garrett Wilson, find Jonathan Allen in the draft. But if you feel like you can more so get guys that can complement Nico Collins in the draft, then go get Jonathan Allen if you can get him.
Yeah.
Or you should at least talk about it.
You know,
at least do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't put it past this organization to talk about it. One thing I will say, when you get the reports from insiders that send this information out, I love hitting that quote tweet button and seeing the various different fan bases that are getting involved.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, also, you'll see, like, people that cover those teams kind of talking about the possibilities of it. There's a lot of those out there on this one, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do wonder, does that then also drive up the price and make this more exorbitant on the double pay? I think that that's also a consideration.
Yeah, you don't want to get out on your steez or over your steez on this.
No, absolutely not. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. But coming up next, we got B-Scott, so we need to get B-Scott's thoughts. We'll get into that next.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.